Hey there, Jennifer here. Just a reminder that Growing Empires has moved to a brand new feed with a fresh look and even better content that you're going to love. We're already over there dropping new episodes right now. Here's a clip of what you've been missing, and to hear the rest of this conversation, hit up growingempires.com. Grab the link to the new show there, and I'll see you in the new feed. Welcome to Growing Empires. I'm Jennifer DeJesus, real estate investor and operator. This show takes you behind the scenes of how real estate assets are executed, managed, and positioned for long-term performance. Let's get into it. So Bob said to me, listen, this is what I'm looking to buy. I have scoped out a couple of properties. I'm looking to buy a property for my son to live in. He's going to be going to Lehigh University this semester, and we're going to rent it out to him and some of his friends. And he gave me a couple of addresses and, you know, he's like, this is what I want to know. And he kind of just gave me the list. He was just very direct, very clear, very to the point. And before we got off the phone, he says to me, are you going to call me back? And I said, well, what in the world would make you ask me that? Of course I'm going to call you back. He goes, because you're the sixth agent I've spoken to today and nobody has returned my call. And I said, well, that's a challenge I'm willing to take, Bob. I will call you back in 30 minutes with whatever I find. So I called him back in 20 minutes because I always do what I say I'm going to do. It's just the motto I've always had in business. You do what you say you're going to do, right? You don't make excuses. You just do it. So I found as much information as I could on that specific property he was asking me about. I called him back in 20 minutes and not 30. I gave him everything that he asked me for, top to bottom, everything that I found, and asked him if he had any additional questions or anything that I didn't find yet for him that he needed research on. And he says to me, if you keep giving me service like this, I will never, ever, ever use anybody but you. But he bought the property and it was an investment property and he closed on it. The day that we closed on the property, he says to me, can you manage it for me? And I was like, yeah, yes, I can. And then the next day I immediately ran into my broker's office and I said, I don't have any idea what I just promised this guy, but please don't let me fail. All you have to do is point me in the right direction because I don't know what that word means. I've never heard the term before, property, manage your property. What does that mean? What does that look like?
Right.
And I was just like, you know, can you help me? Can you give me any education? And he's like, listen, we don't manage properties here. He says, but I can tell you who to talk to and I can tell you where to go to get some education. I said, perfect. Point me in the right direction. And he did. He pointed me in the right direction. And I learned what the concept meant, right? He wanted me to handle everything. He wanted me to collect rent. He wanted me to pay his bills. He wanted me to dispatch maintenance. He wanted me to deal with tenant relations. I mean, you name it. That's what he wanted me to do. And I ended up taking on this property with my broker's approval because it had to be under their broker's license. I wasn't a broker of record at that time. He allowed me to take it on and I started to manage his properties. And what I mean by the heavens opening up in my previous statement is that not only is he a lifetime client, and he's still a very close friend of mine. Bob was invested in real estate and Bob didn't just buy one property. Bob just kept buying. He kept buying properties and I kept managing the properties. But the other thing that Bob did for me is he kept referring people to me. Client after client after client, referral after referral after referral. So while I was in the Century 21 brokerage, I ended up building a property management portfolio by referrals from Bob to 250 units under management.
That's it for now. If passive income from real estate investments plays a role in your long-term investment strategy, this show is for you. Thanks for listening. And for more in-depth resources, please head over to growingempires.com.